This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Amy Ferrero from Access, Corey Ambrose from Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, and Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, packed show. Amy Ferrarell from Access. We've got Corey Ambrose, Blue Sky Restoration, Josh Herman from BMO Harris, and me, David Hochberg. But we start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Jeremy is going back in for eyebrow reconstructive surgery, Josh. They didn't do the, they're going to try horse hair. They tried the cow hair last weekend. Didn't take. So they're going full horse hair. It's a little longer. It's a little thicker.
Can't wait to see the outcome.
And it didn't smell as bad. Okay, so they took it from the upper top of the mount of the horse instead of the lower buttocks area of the cow. His face smelled a little bit. It wasn't a good sight. So we hope to have Jeremy back. He went out to Colorado for that elective surgery.
I'll bring my horse brush next.
Yes, that'll be good. And some horse shampoo. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Pack show in here for you, even though Jeremy's not in. MegaPros Jeremy is not in today. We will try to get through the next 3 hours without him in the studio, but with Josh Manning, his chair. Amy?
Yeah.
Ferrarell. I got it right. You started giving me the ancestry of her. You know, when we came over from Italy in the early 1900s, it was Ferrarello. So now I got that in my head before the show. I'm like, you can't do that to me.
Sorry.
I'm lucky I got the Amy out right. So you're at Access. Frank's tied up today. He's got things going on. And I know what you want to talk about because Frank got kind of heated. And everybody that knows Frank, he's like one of the most mellowest. He's like, I call him Mr. Decaf and Mr. Ambien.
Super chill. Yeah.
But he got fired up the last time he was on about these out-of-state, unqualified, stair-lift sales reps that come into this market with inferior product, with crafts, with workmen who install it that don't know how to install, and they call your company to fix the inferior product that they don't know how to install in your home for your loved one or yourself, which isn't safe to begin with, which you have no problem fixing it. It just gets him fired up that the cost that they, the investment that they charge for the initial installment of this inferior product by unskilled people.
Yes.
It makes him upset and you want to further that message.
Well, a lot of times people are removing stair lifts, certain products, because they can't get service on these units. So people come in from out of state, they sell maybe a stair lift or something like that, but then they don't have the service department to back it up. So these people are waiting long periods of time for service on their unit. It's not working. They call us, we tear it out, and we start over. So we have a dedicated service department that's always available. You can call us. We have somebody local. We have somebody we can get to fairly quickly to fix all your problems. And, you know, that's kind of one of the bigger issues with these out-of-market guys.
All right, let's dive deeper into it. I recorded a commercial, 30-second commercial, that you will be hearing on this fine radio station coming up in the coming weeks. I just did it last week, so that's good. Putting a spotlight on this specific challenge that our listeners are facing, which is disgusting.
Terrible.
Phone number.
630-616-6249 and allaboutaccess.com.
Corey Ambrose.
Good
Blue
morning.
Sky Rest. Thank you for wearing the Blue Sky shirt.
You're
welcome. Because it helps me identify the right company instead of saying the old company that was bought out over a year and a half ago. So I appreciate that. Thank you for the support. It's very, very good. What are we talking about today, bud?
Well, we are going to talk about the same thing we always love to talk to you about, David, and that is being Chicago's restoration provider. Blue Sky Restoration is a name you can trust. We provide commercial, industrial, governmental, residential, and multifamily restoration, renovation, environmental, and roofing services across the nation. We have a huge office in Chicago. I am a local guy. We are servicing our Chicago market for any property restoration needs you may have. What is that exactly? That's something bad has happened. Like there's a tornado blew the roof off. There's been a structure fire. There has been water damage. You have an emergency situation. Blue Sky is the company you call.
Mike Epping was in here a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, about the faucet, outside faucet, and how the coxswain.
Yeah, nice.
Ring the bell. Anytime. I said coxswain before 10:30, you can cash your check here, you can cash your ticket. But I guess whatever that is, the coxswain with the with the outside hose breaking into people's basements or break if they don't have a basement all over their kitchen or living room or garage, wherever the heck the spigot is.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was that big of a deal until my in-laws went out of town and theirs popped in the wintertime because what did they do? They did not disconnect the hose before, like I told them to in October in their brand new house, and whammo bammo, God knows how, tens of thousands of gallons of water. So that is something that we need to talk about because we really haven't gotten a lot of rain. Roy was in here last Saturday and it rained for five straight days. He's like the rainmaker over here when Roy Spencer comes into town. But we need to talk about that to so our listeners know who to call, and might not be for our listeners, but somebody that our listeners know, friends, family, coworkers, or neighbor that would have that similar problem.
You bet.
Phone number.
You can reach us 24/7. We're always open. We're always available to respond. 800-956-8844.
Josh Herman, BMO Harris. Interest rates stayed the same. The Fed did not increase rates this past week. First time in 10 meetings in 14 months. Kind of nice to get a little breather instead of getting a steel-toed boot in the groin for the past, I mean, it went from 3.25, 3.5 to 8.25 in the past 14 months, which has put a major stress on our listeners' pocketbooks. It's put a major stress on our listeners who have businesses that are financing their business through their home equity line of credit. And it's just putting a major stress on liquidity if you need to fund projects. And that's one of the things you're going to be talking about today is opening up that business line of credit, which I did.
Yep.
It's the first time you're in studio since I opened it. And
which we appreciate.
Well, yeah. But listen, I don't need it.
No. But you got it there for emergency purposes.
I've got it.
Yep.
Right? And you know what? If an opportunity comes up that I think is outstanding, I could stroke a check for $90,000 off my 91, I think it is, off my business line of credit and $5,000 off a credit card, which so I've got 95,000-6,000 available.
Yeah.
Took 3 days to get, send over two years worth of tax returns on my business account. And you guys got it underwritten in under 48 hours. I closed it on the third day.
It was terrific. It's a very smooth process, and it's something to look at, especially right now, given the market conditions. So, you know, happy to talk further about this.
But, yes.
You know, banks are definitely...
tightening the belt.
Tightening the belt. I'm thinking about...
Tightening the belt.
Yeah.
And let's talk about that.
Across the board.
Because there's a lot of small business, small, medium, large business owners that are listening to the show. There are a lot of people that listeners that work for small, medium, and large size companies who are going to be impacted, right, Amy? You've got a friend, okay, who works for a small company who's going to be majorly impacted. You might not own the company, but if you work for the company that's going to have problems going on due to these interest rates, might have to find something else to do.
We're seeing a lot of sticker shock from going from a 3% mortgage that they might be in right now to a 6, 7, 8, 9, depending on
if you're lucky.
Right, if you're lucky, and a lot of the banks are shutting down their lending
on a commercial side.
Yep.
Commercial lending, which we will dive into deeper because you might not think it impacts you, but guess what? It impacts everything.
Absolutely.
Because if that business is now, instead of paying 3% on their loan, now paying 6 to 9, guess what? They're going to increase their pricing on whatever they're going to the marketplace to offer.
And making cuts.
Dramatic cuts, which might be you.
Yep.
312.
Not me.
No, not you, but might be you, the listener. Yeah. There's a severance package. Right. HR is outside. Yeah. There's three people.
Dave, I'm doing the show with you permanently.
Yeah, yeah. There's three people in the green room with BMO slickers on. I don't know what. One, and they got HR on the back. So and one security. So two HR, one security. So if our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best way?
847-756-5512.
And I want to just state this at the beginning of the show, because we are all sales professionals, and you don't get the sale unless you ask for the sale. So I am going to ask our listeners to please contact somebody who it might be interested in learning a little something about real estate, about mobility challenges, about cleanup after a mess, after an unforeseen storm like mold or fire or something like that. Or if you're a business owner, go to WGNDavid.com, listen online, or tell your friend to tune in to WGN here in Chicago, because this is the best show on WGN. Saturdays.
Call in, ask banking questions. I'll answer the best of my abilities and any question you got.
This is the best show on WGN on Saturday morning.
That's the best.
From 10 o'clock to 1 p.m. I want to get Lou all fired up. He'll be bursting in here. So this is the best show on WGN Radio Saturdays from 10 a.m.
after Lou
to 1 p.m. Don't mess with Babe Ruth, okay? Let him swing. Love it. He's the biggest and the best. We're not messing. That's why I had to put in from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. Tell your friends, family, coworkers, neighbors to tune in. We got a packed show. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Chicago.
Kind of jumped the gun on that one. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Corey, you've been, you helped a listener out in Arlington Heights that I want to talk about with water mitigation and fire restoration services. But before the break, during the next 5 minutes, let's talk about how you guys just were awarded the approved vendor to Sunrise Senior Living Communities. And is that what does that mean?
Yeah. So, you know, to name a client by name is something that I decided to do just before coming in. But this is something really cool that Blue Sky has done. So Blue Sky is a big national player in the restoration scene. And I mean huge, probably in the conversation of top three. Here in Chicago, I think we're in the conversation of top one. And so Blue Sky on a national level has approached Sunrise Senior Living on national level. And through a very detailed and process, we've been granted an approved vendor status for Sunrise, which is actually huge, because you really can't even walk through the door unless you have this approved vendor status. So here locally, there are, I think there's like 18 or 20 Sunrises local. So now we've got this approved vendor. So what I've been doing is calling like a Sunrise tour and going out introducing myself. So, you know, so that's kind of like, you know, what I do for sales. But I wasn't expecting what happened next. As I'm touring all of the Sunrise Senior Living facilities throughout the Chicago market, I'm just blown away. Blown away by the quality of the organization. I've been to all like 18 buildings now, and everyone is the same. You pull up, you're approaching a beautiful, well-maintained building. The doors are locked, and there's a video to let you in. You're greeted by a wonderful concierge. The buildings are, again, and I'm a restoration guy, so my eyes are always looking. You walk into just wonderfully maintained facilities. There are seniors and residents there that are laughing and joking and having a joyous time and eating meals and playing games. I was even greeted by a dog. They have like a blonde lab, and everybody was just so wonderful.
When are you moving in?
In about 30 years, or maybe 25. But it's definitely on my radar as a potential to move into, because I'm just blown away by the quality organization, how happy everybody is in the building. The people that run the buildings on a local level, they are just moving and hustling, and they're so busy. Yet they would still take the time to meet with me. And I was walking away to these buildings with just like, wow, just like joy and just feelings like these are just such wonderful organizations. Blue Sky is happy to be partnered, and that's kind of what I wanted to share.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Did you teach them to hang their clothing from the sprinkler systems?
Yeah, we don't want bad things to happen, but we do teach them what we do. Blue Sky Restoration is who you call when tornado blows the roof off, or cars drove through a wall, or somebody's knocked a sprinkler head or hung something on it, or there's been a small fire. I mean, something traumatic that's more than the maintenance teams can take care of. Call Blue Sky. That's what we're here to do.
We went to Detroit, And the hotel we stayed at had a restoration company in there while we were there. And I said, what happened? You know, do you have a fire? Did you have one of our people that stayed one night hung their wedding dress from the fire, the sprinkler nozzle from the ceiling.
Yeah.
I'm like, the hooks in the closet? The, you know, she wasn't the bride, but she was going to the, I don't know if she was, I didn't really care, right? I'm not like, can I have more information? It's just when I heard that, I thought of you.
Yeah.
And you say that happens all the time, that people that are listeners go into hotel rooms and they see the sprinkler head hanging down. And for some reason in their heads, they think that would be a great place to hang a anything.
I'm going to touch that.
I'm going to touch that. Right. I'm going to smoke underneath it and light a candle underneath it to see if it works. Let's hang something that weighs maybe 4 or 5 pounds from this thing that weighs maybe 6 ounces to see if it could support this. What could possibly go wrong? And the water pressure that's built up behind that sprinkler system is designed to put fires out.
Yeah.
I mean, fire sprinkler systems were created, what, in the early 1900s? Okay, I mean, it's not like they're brand new, right? It's not like, you know, we're walking into an electric car, you might not know how to start it. It's a freaking sprinkler system.
Yeah, and it is far out what they do. I've been there in that hotel room. When those things go off, they literally take the paint off the wall. Sometimes they'll make penetrations and then the wall across the room. Everybody gets soaked, but that's just the one room. Then you've got a migration fallout. That water has to move down the tower.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a quick break here.
Yep.
Phone number, and we'll come back talking about the listener, and Sabrina, that you helped out in Arlington Heights with the water and the fire.
Yep.
Coming after the break. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Thank you for all the text messages coming in. We're going to throw it over to Shwani in the newsroom and be back with more Corey Ambrose from Blue Sky Restoration.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN. Before we get over to our how you helped our listener in Arlington Heights, we had a texter not happy with the way that I pronounce a certain name. Oh. 708. Will someone please, caps, very angry. That's a very aggressive move. Correct David on his pronunciation of the word Chicago. Thank you. So Patrick, our new call screener from Indiana, I figured we'd get his pronunciation of the word Chicago. Patrick, welcome to the show. First time on. No, you're not getting paid extra for this. So how do you pronounce Chicago? Can't hear you. Okay, so there's a problem. What's going on here? Spots. Benny, how do we get Patrick up? Okay, well, that was... Six. Hang on, Patrick. I'm supposed to bring up number six. All right, Patrick, you're up. How do you say the word Chicago? Hang on. Okay, this is crashing and burning.
Chicago.
Okay, well, so I say it Chicago, and you say it how?
Chicago.
You see, I like my word better. So there, we got that out of the way. Let's get to Arlington Heights and how you helped our listeners. Shouldn't have taken that long. Kind of took a little steam out of the bit here. Would have been a lot funnier if we got to it a lot sooner.
You tried.
I tried. That was supposed to be a lot funnier. Me describing how horrible it went is probably funnier than it was.
Chicago.
So, Chicago. That's, and if you don't like it, text in how I should pronounce it. Or call. Don't text in. Call and tell me how I should pronounce Chicago. Corey, let's talk about, more importantly, people get all hung up on stuff. How did you help a listener in Arlington Heights? Was it Schaumburg? It was in Arlington Heights, which is near Schaumburg for everybody outside the area. Had some water restoration services done by you guys and your company, and some fire prevent restoration. So from what I guess, some type of fire department came in. The men and women of the Arlington Heights Fire Department, when there's a fire, they don't knock and say, can we come in? They come in. And they come in with hoses, with lots of pressure in the hoses, and they start spraying things to knock the fire down. So you've got fire remediation, and you've got water remediation. Take it from there how you helped our listener, Sabrina, out in Arlington Heights with her fire challenge.
Yeah, so residential structure fire, were brought in by our partners in the fire department, but then kind of doubled down when the insurance company was completely familiar with us. And that is what we do, and that is what I have done in my career as well. Like, literally been there hand-to-hand with homeowners as the fire department has put a fire out. And it's really far out. We're staying on the topic of not funny. Having a fire is not funny.
At all.
No, it's not. It's extremely traumatic. They range in severity, but any fire is usually going to be pretty severe. And, you know, even a smaller fire, like a little kitchen fire, so it doesn't burn your house to the ground. It doesn't even burn an exterior wall off. But now the house is filled with smoke. There's extreme fallout. The fire department responded. They extinguished the kitchen fire with their water and hoses. So now you're left with a sooty, wet house. Stinky. And it's not just the kitchen. That smoke went everywhere. It went to the attic, went to the upper levels. There's contamination on everything. So to quickly kind of tell what happens next is you got to get the furniture out. You got to make determinations on what is salvageable, what is not. Salvageable stuff is going to come with us at Blue Sky. We're going to inventory it, remove it from the property, clean it, and store it at our facility, state of the art. The items that are what the insurance calls total loss, they're inventoried and then disposed, or the family does what they will with them. Then we move into the mitigation phases. We've got to identify the water damage, the smoke damage, necessary demolition, structural cleaning, encapsulation. And then finally, as we transition to construction, we've got to get it permitted, architects, engineers involved, everything spec'd, permit done, and rebuild that house. That sounds like a lot. It is, but we want to do it quick. We want to have operation excellence. That's why behind us we have a lot of power of all of those systems and procedures. We are ready to go. We can do it faster than others. And we don't want anybody in Chicago to have property damage or emergencies, but we know that they're going to occur. We want you to keep our number, keep our website, call us. We will help you.
Phone number.
I'm going to, phone number, 800-956-8844, website, GoBlueSky.com. That's GoBlueSky.com.
Your father, Amy.
Yeah.
Not touching your last name because there's a bet and over under that I'll screw up your last name. Over under's five. So if I took the under, and if I just say Amy, winner, chicken dinner.
Yeah. Good.
I told the guys in the control room, you don't bet against the jockey, right? For the love of God here. Okay. So your father was a sprinkler fitter.
Yes. Yeah.
Actual sprinkler fitter.
Yep, for 20, 30 years.
Yeah, and you were telling fitter. A story that you used to...
When I was a kid, he used to take me on emergency service calls. So, and it would be like industrial buildings, and something would have happened where, you know, something happened to the pump room, and they are such pressurized systems that pieces of the equipment would fly off at like an extreme rate, like an 80-pound cap. A steel cap, an iron cap, would fly across an entire Home Depot, and the floor, you'd have 2 feet of water on the mm-hmm. floor in an entire 10,000 square foot facility in like under 10 minutes. It's yeah. insane.
So there's another reason not to hang your clothes from the sprinkler head. Anyway, don't hang
exactly.
anything.
Exactly. Don't touch it.
Here's what you do with sprinkler heads. You look up and you're thankful that there's a sprinkler head there.
Right. Yeah. No touchy.
Don't touch it. Don't smoke under it. Don't light any candles under it to see if it goes off. Don't throw anything at it to see if you can make the silver thing spin around. It doesn't work like that.
Unless you like giving money to sprinkler fitters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then that's a whole nother story. Or Corey Ambrose and Blue Sky. Blue Sky.
Exactly.
Yeah. My gosh, use your head, folks. Use your head. 312-981-7200, 815. My mom is flourishing and so happy at Sunrise. Glad to hear the report from Blue Sky Restoration and their involvement. This portion of the show is sponsored by Sunrise Retirement Community. Just want to get that in there. Maybe you should send a sales rep out there and get some cash out of them. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Your phone number and website again, Corey.
800-956-8844. And I agree, Sunrises are a wonderful community. Our website is GoBlueSky.com.
All right. We have a number of people calling in to help us with the Chicago pronunciation, so we will pick up Ken on the other side. I didn't mean to start an absolute uproar here. I didn't know this was an English class today, which, if it is, I'll get another D. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is a MegaPost call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Josh Howard is next after the break, plus Ken from Prospect Heights to tell me and all of our listeners how to say the word Chicago.
Home sweet home Chicago.
No, you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, alligators.
Josh had a 6-foot alligator in his living room.
What?
Oh, crikey.
Why? Please, he's not a real banker.
No.
But that's what makes him good at banking.
That's why
he's
I like
unique.
Him. That's why he's not right.
He's unique.
Not right.
No, just there's just something not right about that. Like everything.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN. We've got Ken in Prospect Heights to tell us the proper way to say the word Chicago. Ken, all yours.
Before I get into that, I just unsolicited testimonial, David.
Okay.
I told my daughter and her future husband to go to your company, and I think they worked with Brian.
Yep, Brian Borsak.
And they closed on their house back in February. It was seamless. They did a great job, and I just want to say thank you.
Well, I appreciate that.
You know, they're young, and they didn't know anything, and David held their hand all the way through, and it was fantastic. So thank you.
Well, thank you, and you can flag your phone number here to be put on the top of the call-in list, so when you go call in the future, you don't have to wait on hold.
So if we really want to be correct about the name Chicago, it's Native Indian, you know, and it was comes from the Algonquin Indian. It was Chicagua, which meant place of bad smell, because Chicago and its riverbeds and all along Lake Michigan at the time were covered with wild garlic and onions and leeks. And when they would rot, the entire city would smell. And then when the later settlers came in, the French, they called it Chicago. So you could say Chicago if you want to, David.
Okay.
Unless you want to say Chicago, which is really the correct way to pronounce Chicago.
I could barely say Farrell. Farrell. So I'm not going to push. I'm going to stick with Chicago because I've been saying Chicago for the past 50 years, and that's the way we're going.
Well, you know the reporter Bill Curtis?
Yeah,
and
Chicago.
How he pronounces it. He goes Chicago.
Yes, yes.
So, but you when you say it, David, you certainly come out with that Midwestern Chicago accent.
Well, thank you, Ken. Well, thank you for the compliment. And thank you for standing behind me and in front of me. So there, texter, take that. And thanks for and thanks for referring your kids to us. You know, this guy, is he a keeper, or is this kind of like training wheels for your daughter?
No. Boy, she hit a home run. She hit a grand slam with this guy. Couldn't be better.
All right, just want to make sure, because you know, maybe I'll get another one in the future if they get divorced. just want to get set it up.
Thinking ahead, Dave. Thinking ahead.
They're getting married in September. Let's give them a chance.
All right. Well, yeah. There's a 50-50 shot, but there, I wish you the best of luck, Kenny. Thanks for calling in and sharing the how the name Chicago was it should be pronounced, buddy. Just hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Josh, let's talk about the Fed real quick because that's
yes,
current, topical, fresh in everybody's heads. What does that mean for your clients, and what does it mean for our listeners?
Well, I mean, you know, for the short period of time, we're kind of staying where we're at, which is, you know, okay. I think it's significantly higher than everyone would like, but you know, our take is, you know, we're thinking that it's going to start coming down next year, that they're not going to keep increasing it. But again, it all depends on what the numbers come in. They're trying to bring down inflation. They're trying to bring, you know, fix the unemployment. And you know, those two, it really depends on what comes in and what the statistical data shows.
What are you seeing on the commercial real estate side of the economy? Forecasters are stating, I should say, I'll correct myself, mm-hmm. Forecasters are stating that the commercial real estate lending side of this economy is on life support because of the decrease in the demand for commercial building space, not warehouse space, mm-hmm. not so much strip malls, but major big malls. Yes. As we all know, the malls around here have taken a shot in the past 15, 20 years. They're all knocking themselves down and putting housing complexes next to them. Okay, look at what's going on at Hawthorne. Look at what's going on in Northbrook Court. You know, just in Northbrook Court, we just knock a third of the mall down and don't do anything with it. That's the way, because we're special in Northbrook.
Unbelievable.
That's what we do in Northbrook. But in other areas, Yorktown, okay, they took down a gigantic section of that mall.
Repurposing,
Repurposing, but you've got commercial office space that the people in your industry are absolutely running away faster than their feet will allow them to run. Can you address that before the break?
Yeah, I would say a lot of that's hopefully going to be converted. The problem is that what do you do downtown in the financial district where there's no, you know, very few restaurants and they all close at 5?
Yep.
You can't bring in condos there unless you have the, you know, support network of businesses to help with that. It's going to be interesting times. If you're a buyer in the in that space, you better have a lot of cash behind you, because I don't know any very few institutions that are lending to it, or most of them are stopping.
I think 20-30% of the office space in downtown Chicago is being subleased. Because what does that mean to our listeners that don't know what subleasing means? Go ahead.
Well, you sign up with a long lease on a certain amount of space, and then you find out that you need to downsize. So then you lease it to somebody else that kind of follows along with you on the major lease.
So you've got 20-30% of office buildings in downtown Chicago. We can look outside these beautiful windows here, and they are not being renewed.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's going to be a big push, you know, in the next few years to start changing them to condos, converting them over to condos.
You have to.
Yeah, you have to. There's no other way around
it. I read an article today, and I know we're in Chicago, we're not in New York, that the price of rent in New York has exceeded the amount of money that first-time graduates of college can afford to pay for rent in New York. On the flip side is, you've got New York City doing conversions of office buildings into condominiums and apartment buildings because of the demand of that space, of the need for that space. Do you envision that to happen in the city center here in Chicago?
Not to that level. I think it's going to be depending on the area. Again, it's a lot of it has to do with the support. The supporting businesses around the buildings are really going to help dictate what the outcome is going to be. I don't think we're going to get hit that hard as New York was, but I think we're definitely going to see some major pullback.
Give me a forecast of the shopping district on Michigan Avenue that generates, ready for this, $1 billion in tax revenue for the state of Illinois. That's a billion with a B.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got retailers closing shop on Michigan Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you've got Water Tower Place that used to be the crown jewel of Michigan Avenue. You've got retailers flying out of that once prestigious building that used to be the destination when people came downtown Chicago to go shopping. What are we going to do as a city, and what are banks going to? Forget about the city. The city will take care of their own problem. You voted in these morons, you know, you to run your city, your Tony Preckwinkles and your Kim Foxes and your Lightfoot and now this clown that we got. Okay, so you'll get what you pay for. Okay, and this is what you got now. City businesses closing down left and right. Property values down 8% in the city. People flocking to the burbs. Yeah. As a banker, which you are.
Yeah.
As a person who is a banker of high net worth individuals that have investment portfolios, it also has commercial space.
Yeah, right? I have a lot of clients that have commercial space, especially Oak and Michigan area, where it's all high end stores. I have a lot of them that are closing, and they're switching to online. Because there's a major drop in demand because people don't want to be walking around with their, $5,000 purses or whatnot. There's definitely a pullback in Chicago, and a lot are moving to Florida and elsewhere.
Will their clients that come to their store that they're closing downtown Chicago get mugged after they leave the store if they buy it online?
Nope.
Will those business owners that own those commercial properties on those once prestigious streets, still prestigious,
yeah,
will they get held up or have any chance of getting looted and their windows broken and their stuff stolen the next time there's civil unrest in downtown Chicago because we don't have any respect for the law?
Yeah.
Will they have any chance of getting their store ransacked when they switch over to online shopping?
Nope.
Okay. If you have a bar, if you have somebody walking into the bank that wants to lend on, borrow on commercial property, will you do that at BMO?
Yeah, we will do it, and we're looking very closely though at the locations, you know, the whole package, and to be, it's all about relationship too. It's if you're just looking for a loan nowadays at a bank, you better have your entire relationship there, otherwise it's extremely hard to get lending.
Before we go to a break, and I know, Benny, we got to go to a break, and Schwani's all lathered up, ready to go, and the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. A friend of mine is a president at a medium-sized bank.
Mm-hmm.
I had lunch with him a couple 3 months ago. He said to me that unless those transactions are A++++, they're out. He told me after SVB blew up that there was a huge transaction that a bank came to him to take a little piece of because they didn't want, and that's standard. That's
sure.
Typical in the banking industry, yep. Right? Yep. You got a $100 million deal. The bank didn't want to hold all $100 million, so they went to some partners. You take 20, you take 20, and we'll take 60.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, that deal completely unraveled, and it was an A-, B++ opportunity.
Yes.
He's like, everybody backed out.
I'm seeing that every day.
There you go.
Yeah. We'll talk. At other banks. I mean, you know, BMO is very strong and stable, but there's a lot of banks out there that are not, and they are completely shutting down their lending.
I want to bring this up on the other side of the break because this might not. Why, you know, somebody driving? I'm a W-2 employee. I'm an hour. Where do I give a crap? You should give a crap because your business has got to start borrowing money at a higher rate than they used to.
And if they can get it.
Thanks for making them depressed going into the news. They're even more depressed. I can't wait to hear what, if there's another bus that blew into a building and what other part of the United States here. 312-981-7200. Thank you for that recap. We're going to talk about business lines of credit after the break. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to throw it over to Schwani in the news and pick it up on the other side.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Josh, we got a 708 texter here at 1039, so I hope they're still listening. With the real estate knowledge on your show, can you predict where the Bears are going to be playing when they build a new stadium? We'll go around the horn here. Amy Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think they'll be playing?
Arlington Heights. Okay. 100%.
Corey?
Arlington Heights. Right. They'll be Blue Sky Neighbors.
Okay.
We're in that neck of the woods.
Josh?
10 minutes from my house, Arlington Heights.
Listen, this is a smoke screen by the Chicago Bears to try to get Arlington Heights to bend. Stop yourself. You're going to Arlington Heights. You just put in a ton of money into your practice facility up in Lake Forest with heated fields. You're not going to practice in Lake Forest and then do games out in Naperville where it's not very convenient. Nothing against Naperville. Okay, you've got 6 zip codes out there, for God's sakes. And you got contractors that don't like to go to Naperville because you can't get from one side of Naperville to the other side of Naperville in under 45 minutes if you hit every flipping stoplight there. It's a beautiful town. It's one of the largest towns in the state of Illinois. It's too densely populated, right? You've got this beautiful space by 53 off the Metro line. You're going to Arlington Heights. Nobody's buying your crap to trying to make them blink. Shut up and knock your stadium down and build a new stadium, right? Enough of this already. Let's go to business. We got Mary in Dyer, Indiana. He's got a question about a condo, Josh. Mary, how are you? Thanks for calling.
Hi, David. Very well. Thank you for taking my call. And I also believe it'll be Arlington Heights myself. So, all right. So here's my question. And I live in Dyer. My daughter-in-law lives in Dyer, and her mother wants to move to Dyer. She lives in Orland Park in a condo. And what we found out is we found a condo here in Dyer, and all of a sudden it's like she can't qualify without it being a contingency. They won't accept the contingency because they said it's a corporate move sale. And so my question to you is, can you buy my daughter-in-law's mother's condo so that she can buy this one, and then you can put it up for sale.
Sure. I love losing money on condos. That'll be it's a great business model. Sure. Where should I wire the funds to, Mary?
Wait. No. Listen, it's in Orland Park. I already checked it out. They're getting more money for it because there isn't that much available there. So,
how much does she own the condo? How much does she own the condo?
How much does she owe on it?
Yeah.
I think about $125,000.
What's it worth?
$225,000, although they're getting more money for it because there's nothing available.
Oh, look at
her.
And
she's in a fantastic location in Orland Park.
All right. And the realtor's named Mary from Dyer, Indiana. So what...
I should be, because everybody, if they don't ask me to be a realtor, they ask me to jump on, and because I understand the financing, I should become a
How much does she make? Yes. What does she do for a living?
$75,000.
75 grand.
Yes.
And how much is a new place in Dyer, Indiana?
$220,000.
Okay. Is she buying it alone?
Yes, she's a divorced woman. She's all by herself. So,
okay.
Yes.
How much do you owe on your home?
Do I owe on my home?
Yeah, you want me to buy her home there, shooter? How much do you owe on your home? How much?
A lot.
How
$225,000.
What's it worth?
It's worth about $500,000.
Okay, I got a great idea here.
Yeah, go for it.
Hot shot. Why don't you take out a line of credit on your home? At 80%, $400,000. You pull out $175,000. You give it to her for the down payment on the condo in Dyer because you want her so close to you and next to your daughter-in-law. And then she could pay you back. She could cover the interest when she sells her place out in Illinois. Right.
So I could do it like that.
That's what I would do,
yeah.
Josh.
Yeah, or you take a line out on both.
And well, it's kind of late now.
Buy it in cash.
Well, it's kind of late now. The house is on the market. Okay,
I know.
It might be on the market for a little bit. You never know.
Mary, how long have you been listening? Mary, hang on. How long have you been listening?
I'm not worried about it.
How long? I'm sure you're not worried about it because it's not your money. But how? but if it's my money, you're definitely not worried.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to ask you. Can't you? But you always say you can figure things out.
I just figured it out there, shooter. You got a lot of money tied up in your show. I'll tell you what. I'll do this. Okay, I'll buy your condo for $126,000.
Oh, no, that's not fair. She can't afford it. She's almost going to be retired. We're senior citizens.
All right, so you want me to pay full price for your...
No, you don't even have to pay full price. I mean, you could give an offer on
126.
It. 126. Right.
What?
You could give her $225,000.
It's
worth $235,000.
Okay, I could give her $126,000.
You just made $10,000.
No, I didn't, because I've got transactional costs in that. Right,
you're the owner of the business.
All right, here, let me slow you down there. I got title, okay, insurance, yeah, and closing costs, yeah, when I buy it. I've got title, insurance, yeah, and closing costs when I sell it, and I've got to hire a realtor because I'm not selling it on my own. So right there, I'm out $20,000 in transactional costs, at least.
Yeah,
25.
Yeah.
So here's what your friend, your mother-in-law, no, that's who, your machatenum.
No, it's hard to say.
Okay.
She's my friend.
She's your friend. Should have done.
Yeah.
She should have taken out, listen to this, and everybody else out there who I've been saying this on the radio for 20 years, you take out a line of credit when you don't need a line of credit. So it's there for you to access that line of credit when you never thought you would need it, like selling a house in Illinois and trying to buy a home in Indiana. Because if she would have taken out a line of credit, she'd have extra liquidity to put down on this new home. Now, in all seriousness, I ain't buying a condo in Orland Park or whatever it is, okay, Oak Park or whatever it is. But here, you've got more than enough money. Listen to me, okay? Yeah. I'm being serious here. You could take out a line of credit, pay off her $125,000 mortgage, okay? You eliminate that payment. Follow me, Josh?
Mm-hmm.
You still have to pay you still have to count the taxes, the insurance, and the assessments against her in the condo, right?
Right.
Okay, you're giving her a gift of equity to pay off that. We could source it. I could show where the funds came from.
Yep.
Okay? Now she easily qualifies to buy a new home. And obviously, the moron lender she's working with didn't think of this, because that's what I would have done. Okay? So you take out a line of credit against your house, which Josh will have it up and running in 30 days.
Yep.
Okay? You stroke a check. You gift $125,000 over to your friend. Okay?
So she can pay off her mortgage.
Make sure you document everything.
Everything will be documented. Okay? You're going to pay off the mortgage. Okay? You're going to pay off the mortgage. Then she could buy her new home.
Right.
All right. I was just trying to figure out a way how this could be handled.
You were trying to hoodwink me to buy a condo so your friend can move to die. Yeah, because I'm Daddy Warbucks over here. I'm just. Oh, yeah, why don't you pay? Listen, it's worth $235. I'll give it to you for $219. Such a deal. Yeah, sure.
It wouldn't have been a good deal for you, I swear.
Yeah, it's a better deal for me, you financing it, and it's a better deal for Josh.
Yes.
Because I'm out.
Yes.
Okay? Because then Josh, that's.
I see what you're saying, yes.
It's monetary masturbation. You're moving money around the board. You're playing with the money that you're sleeping on. Enough money there. Yeah, do you have a line of credit on your home in Dyer right now, Mary?
Actually, I don't have that right now.
That's a no. Okay.
I own another home, though, in Florida, too.
Okay.
So.
It's fine. Again, you're playing with numbers here.
I should take it off of that.
No. You take it off your primary. You take it off your primary.
Yeah, easiest.
You take it off your primary.
And Florida, you have to charge. Okay. You pay extra fees for...
Take it off your primer.
I'll do that.
Okay? So I'm going to call you after the show, after we send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. This is how we do things in our business, Josh, correct?
That's it.
I see.
Yeah.
I'm not buying a condo.
No, you gave me, I'm glad that you said all this, because people don't understand what they should be doing to be able to be prepared to get that second place. And she made it sound like, oh, I can afford both places. But obviously, she can't without having that line of credit.
It's the Thanksgiving plate theory, okay?
Yes.
You think you could eat all that food on the Thanksgiving plate that you go up through the line, okay? But when you go to
My husband can.
David and I can.
Just took a shot at her husband. Being, all right, well, he's taking a nap because all the breakfast that he ate.
Well, he may have to work, but he'll.
How about he get off his rear end and go buy the condo in Oak Park?
There you
it is.
Go.
All right, so that's what you do, Mary, okay? You got it? Okay,
thank you. Yes. Thank you very much.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. This is all right, Josh. We'll talk about business line of credits later.
Yeah, no worries.
We got to get to Amy Farrell.
Her father. Got it.
Her father is a retired sprinkler fitter. Don't want to upset that guy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete.
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
on here. He looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 815, done with WGN from 10 to 1. Well, Mary Boy will be happy to hear that. That you're still on. You're just blocking this out. Saturdays, the show title Home Sweet Home Chicago has become an oxymoron based on the host's ongoing vitriol for the city. So here, let me just respond to that real quick, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
The show's ongoing vitriol is called the truth about what's going on in the city. And if you want to see what's going on in the city and forecast what's going on in the city of Chicago, look to see what's going on in the city of San Francisco, where you have Westfield Malls bolting out of the city of San Francisco because of all the nonsense going on in San Francisco. And Chicago is San Francisco light. So 815, we'll continue to talk about what actually is happening so the listeners know what's actually is happening, so the listeners can prepare themselves for actually is happening. And since you're already turned off, you can download podcasts of the show at WGNDavid.com if you want to listen to what's actually happening, because we don't lie on the show. We tell you what's happening. Okay, and just look at the six-year sample that we have. Continue on.
It's all about the truth.
It's all about the truth.
I see the numbers.
it's
on paper.
Numbers don't lie. Yep.
Where are you going to replace $1 billion worth of tax revenue from Michigan Avenue if Michigan Avenue is falling apart? That was the question. And if 815, you don't want to talk about that and deal with the truth, then fine. Okay? Let that lesion on the forehead keep growing and not attack it and go get treatment for it. Transition into Amy Farrell.
Hi.
Talking about stair lifts. How's your dad? Is he happy that I haven't screwed up your name more than four times yet?
Yeah, he's proud.
Or
he's
his
proud
last
of you.
Name, his family heritage. Farrell-o, it used to be.
Yes.
Okay, look at that.
Yep, back in the day.
Nice.
He's been practicing.
Did a great job. Great job.
Two minutes before the show, Amy and Corey are doing Ancestry.com here. And I'm just like, I could barely get this name out. Now you're throwing an O on the end of it. So, Frank Wazalewski, Access, you've got a mobility challenge conference coming up next week in Schaumburg.
Yep, the Abilities Expo. It's next weekend, the 23rd through the 25th.
Is that the Westin?
It's at the Renaissance Convention Center.
Okay.
Yep. So the nice thing about that is it's completely accessible. So if you have accessibility challenges, mobility issues, you can come and see us. We're going to be there all weekend. So any of the listeners that, you know, we've worked with or people we haven't worked with, if you want to come and see us and talk to us and get a tangible human being in front of you instead of just the lady and the guy on the radio, we're there all weekend.
Is it complimentary or is there an entry price to get in?
I believe, you know, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's a small fee or no fee.
Okay.
Yeah, to get in.
We will find out before the end of the show.
Absolutely.
Okay, is it just on Saturday or is it Thursday, Friday, Saturday,
it's
Sunday?
It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 23rd through the 25th.
And they do a very nice job at the Renaissance Center there.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's great.
It's a great facility to have a conference such as that. They've been to other type of events there and they do a tremendous job. Plenty of parking right off of the expressway right there.
And tons of accessible parking for this event, too.
And our crackpot staff just said you could register for free. Where do they go to register? Do we have a website? Well, we're going to get the abilities.com/Chicago. So abilities.com/Chicago. Go check out the event, register for free, and stop by your booth to say hi to Frank. Will you be there?
I will be there on Friday.
Okay. Will your dad be there checking out the sprinkler system?
You know, he might. Okay. We'll see.
I'll be up there.
I'll keep you updated on that.
Does he wear suspenders so his pants fall down and we don't see things we don't want to see?
It was overalls.
Okay. Same thing. Because you know, Josh, when you work out in the garden, I mean, you should really think about overalls.
That's what Sharon tells me all the time.
People driving by. This is not a good sight. So I did a commercial about this. Frank was very, very upset.
Yeah.
You heard, if you were listening to the show, Frank mentioned it in his commercial during the show. What do you think goes through our listeners' minds when they're sitting in front of the TV watching the judge shows and watching the cheater shows and watching the cooking shows, and these ads come on with somebody that's a little experienced? I don't like calling them elderly, but they've got years on them, okay? And somebody's sitting in a chairlift with their husband or their wife next to them with a relaxed, you know, face on them, you know, a relaxed state of mind, saying, oh, I feel so comfortable having my wife go up and down. The products that they're promoting are garbage.
Garbage.
Because you fix them.
We fix them. We tear them out. We replace them because they won't service their own products.
Why are they garbage?
Well, I think that they're just a subpar product. I think that they're manufactured quickly. It's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of marketing. And also their product is produced that way. So it's just about getting it out into the market and then, you know, sell, and then forget about it. As long as they make the sale.
Is it the gauge of the steel that you're making the rails going up and down? Is it the type of...
I think there's a lot of variables there, right? So it's the material, it's the engineering of the actual product, and it's the servicing of the product.
And the installation of the product.
And the installation of the product, yeah. So, you know, they move quick. They want to get it in. They want to get it installed quickly, and then they want to get away from it quickly, so that you kind of, you know, they've taken your money, and then they're all already out the door by the time you figure out you've got a subpar product.
All right, we got Schwani in the newsroom looking.
It's raining.
He's like doing the hip, hip thrusting action. So he's ready to go. That's not a good look, Swanee. I could see you on the internal camera here. You should think about stopping it. All right, we're going to come back more with mobility talk with Amy Farrell.
You got it.
Nailed it.
God, I should think about doing this as a career. After these messages, 312-981-7200 the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I should at least teach a course at Columbia or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. The news I'm signing up.
Yeah, kids are running out of the classroom. The parents are canceling. Forget it. 815's like, I signed my kid up. No way. Yeah, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981. Yeah, we're live on the radio. That red light means we're live.
Yeah.
when I say we're coming back, it means we're coming back. When I say we're coming back and you see the red light and you put my
I wasn't looking.
And I put my headphones on, means we're going to be coming back on air.
Thanks,
we'll,
Dave.
We'll just edit all that out. 312-981-7200 It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Josh, if we can't bust chops, we can't bust chops.
Where's that emergency red button around
already,
here?
It's already a long show, and 815 has already tuned us off, and she won't earn her chance to win $1 million. Not that anybody will, but hopefully she gets word of that and feels bad. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Now I've got texters texting in, will you buy my house too? So thanks, Mary.
I mean, well, we've given you so much money to play around with.
Wholesale. Here, I'll buy everybody's house for $1 more than what they owe. Okay?
And let me still live there.
And I'll assume your mortgage. I'll take over. There's a couple of different things I might consider. Okay? A couple things I might consider. Okay, I'm not saying no to anything because no is a bad word.
That's right.
It's not as Stephen
maybe.
As Stephen A. Leahy says, it depends. 312-981-7200 Okay, so let's get back to the Mobility Expo is complimentary for all of our listeners.
Yes,
there's going to be a para rugby, I guess, guys and gals playing rugby with in wheelchairs.
Yes,
I good luck with.
We
their
were
hands.
Just talking about this. Oh yeah, God,
how they're going to do that. And you get to meet some mini horses.
Mini horses. They have mini horses.
That is it's on the website, which we said. Patrick, what's that website again if you want to come back on? Do you know the website? No, no, not at all. Patrick's looking at me like, I already spoke once on the radio. That's all I'm doing today. 312-981-7200. We will get that website out one more time. So let's get back to Frank Wazolowski. He is Mr. Ambient. He's like the most calm guy I've
ever
met.
Super chill.
Super chill.
Yeah.
But when you talk about, he was super fired up about this. And let's go over it again. It's not only the price that they're charging, which they're overcharging.
Yes, definitely overcharging.
Overcharging.
Yes.
They are poorly installing them because of the crisp of the experience of the workers that they send in to install these.
Mm-hmm.
You're not putting up a closet bar, okay? You're not installing a shelf in your third bedroom. You're installing a piece of equipment that's going to transport and support your body weight. Some of our listeners' body weights are lighter than others, and some of them are very, very, you know, you need to support a heavy load, right? A couple hundred,
definitely.
300 pounds.
Absolutely.
I'm not making light of it. I'm just stating the fact. You've got listeners that are 75 pounds holding two 10-pound dumbbells, and you've got some listeners who have trouble getting in the chair because they're so heavy, and you've got to get them up and down those stairs safely and efficiently.
Yes, and we have lifts that go up to 400 pounds, so that just speaks to the quality of the units that we're selling, right? Some of these, like we were talking earlier, it's just subpar engineering on this equipment that they are installing. They just don't have good equipment. And then they're overcharging for it because people are not doing the legwork to get more than one bid. So if for some reason you already got a bid from one of these companies, why don't you call us? Call us. We'll come out. We'll tell you everything that you want to know about the equipment that we sell, and we will take $100 off the price that they gave you. Because we have a service department here, we want to take care of you. We want to help people. That's why we're in this industry. That's why we do what we do.
You want to install a chairlift that's made to support the person or people. Mm-hmm. That you are transporting up or down or up and down in a safe and efficient manner and not charge them a dollar more than you should.
Right.
And service that piece of equipment because it's moving. There are moving parts.
Yeah.
There are bearings. There are rollers. There are things. There's electrical. There's a lot of things that could go wrong. Mm-hmm. So if you think you're going to save money going online and following a TV ad, I have the same stuff. Okay, when with reverse mortgages. You got Tom Selleck, very attractive man, okay? Walking around fake backlot studios talking about reverse mortgages. And before him it was Henry Winkler, and before him it was Fred Thompson. And before him it was somebody else reading off a teleprompter about a product they don't know anything about because they're getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, to read what's in front of them.
Yeah.
About a product they know nothing about and they'll never take out and they'll never need and they'll never use.
Yep.
You've got the same type of situation transferred over to a mobility product that if something goes wrong, you get half. My mom had MS, okay? So I know well aware about mobility challenge. She couldn't use her legs for the last 20 years of her life, okay?
Okay.
She was in a wheelchair. So I am fully aware of mobility challenges. I lived it, I experienced it, and so did my mom, so did my entire family. Okay, you put somebody in a chairlift, and you get them halfway, two-thirds of the way, one-fourth of the way up, and they can't use their legs, and they're expecting to go either up at the end of that cycle when they put their tush in that chair to either go up or down, wherever they're going. If they get stuck in the middle, and you try to transition, I don't care, 300-pound person, forget about it, right? You're calling the fire department.
Right.
Okay? If it's a 75-pound to 125-pound person, and you try to pick that person up out of the chair, up the stairs, or down the stairs.
Oh, on the middle of a staircase? Absolutely.
You could go down with them, not only injure the person, you could also take yourself out and cause huge bodily damage. So to not take you up on your offer, which is a complimentary review of anybody's stairlift that they get, is just an injustice to themselves and the family member that lives with them that they're trying to purchase the stairlift for to take care of.
Absolutely.
You are doing you and your family and your loved one a gross injustice because you're not helping them.
We are here to counsel people through so that they can make the most educated decision about their stairlift purchase.
How many stairlifts do you guys install a year? 200-300?
Few hundred, definitely.
Okay, yeah. So and how long have you been in business?
15 years.
15 years. So over maybe five thousand stairlifts?
Thousands.
Thousands of stairlifts.
No doubt.
You think you got this down?
We got it down.
And where are you located?
We're located in Roselle, Illinois. We service all of Illinois.
You service all of Illinois. You service
Indiana,
all of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Now Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yep. And we go down south towards St. Louis.
And you went, and that's how you say Minnesota. So all the people in Minnesota, bring it on.
Oh, boy.
I already got Chicago. I got somebody in the burbs upset with Chicago. Wait till the Minnesotans get all of my Minnesota. But you go in the tri-state, four-state region.
Yeah.
Minnesota, Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois. You going to Michigan yet or no?
Yes, sometimes, but not particularly.
Certain
it
areas.
It depends.
Right, it depends. Yeah. If it's over the border, what's that, Benton Harbor? No, not Benton. Well, come on. What's right over the border? It's a Union Pier. It's a big, well, everybody's like looking at me like, you know, it's like one of the
I haven't
things.
Taken any work up there personally.
But if it's close, you'll go.
Yes, okay, absolutely.
Got it. You're not going to Detroit to put in a stairlift.
No.
Right. Okay. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call. Take some photo line. If our listeners want to reach you, what's the best way to reach you?
Phone is 630-616-6249, and you can call for a free consultation. And website is allaboutaccess.com.
And you and the entire team will be in Schaumburg next weekend.
Yep, for the Abilities Expo, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You're a very handsy type of gal.
Yeah, I talk with my hands. I can't help it. You know, you can't just turn it off.
Everybody's like, what's the banging? That's Amy.
I can't turn it off, so don't ask me to do that.
That's all right. Everybody's complaining. What's the banging? I got text messages. Will you buy my condo? And what's the banging? Here we go. You're on 9-bedroom Perry style, this Otis elevator, and 3-bath, 4-bed, $156 from your friend Donna in Jacksonville. You are so funny. I don't know what that means, but I know Donna in Jacksonville. Will you go down to Southern Illinois, Jacksonville, Illinois, to install an elevator?
Yes, we will.
Oh, there you go. 312-981.
Give us a call.
720-312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We're going to come back with Greg and Lamont with down payment tax when home buying. Very interesting. 312-981-7200. Then we're going to open up to the entire panel. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You just need to have the right agent who's going to bat for you guys, who can be aggressive in this market.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like a dating website, right? Don't be a creep or a pain in the rear end. Not that I know anything about that.
Don't be creepy. He's a pro.
I'm just saying.
Did you look in the mirror this
morning? I Googled it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro. Pro's call, text, and photo line, 847. David, for instance, I'll be 62 soon. Oh, 220 on a home that's worth 650. Could a reverse mortgage pay 220? And I just owe the bank when selling the home. I believe so. That's about 30% of the value of your home. And if you're within 61 and a half years old, they round up, you would qualify for a reverse mortgage, and you could defer the mortgage payment. That's what a reverse mortgage is. 312-981-7200. How are you, Mr. Bernardoni?
Mr. Hochberg, I just want to thank you and your entire team for supporting the Illinois Association of Fire Protection Districts and the Illinois Association of Fire Chiefs by coming out and really working with firefighters, fire chiefs, and all our first responders on efforts to make home ownership possible for them. That's a commitment that maybe a lot of listeners may not see, but in being the president of the Roberts Park Fire Protection District, I know how meaningful that is of putting first responders into homes. So I want to thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. Brian is referring to the convention that was just down in Peoria yesterday, correct?
Beautiful Thursday. Peoria.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it looks better in the rearview mirror, but that's a whole other story. I got a buddy of mine. I got a buddy of mine that lives down in that area who worked at convention. I was down there last year in the middle of the winter, so thank you for changing it to the spring summertime. Very well, very much appreciated. And that's what we do. We offer first responders. We give a discount on closing costs for all first responders, fire, police, EMTs. And you were down there. You sent the picture and. David, my friend from Chicago Fire was down there. Dornberg?
Yeah, he was wonderful. He was very gracious. If you know who Herman is on Chicago Fire, he was very gracious with all the firefighters. Firefighters, the idea that firefighters have it easy is really, really a misnomer. My fire department, which is located near Midway Airport, does 5,000 calls. 5,000 calls a year, and three quarters of them are the lifts that you were talking about before. So it's a challenging job. It's they put their lives very much on the line, and that your firm stands up for them is an amazing thing, and I'm just thankful for that relationship, and we're going to do our best to promote it amongst our rank and file.
And just a quick note, Josh, you'll appreciate this. Dave, I believe it's Denenberg. He's an actor on Chicago Fire, mm-hmm. right? So he was at Matt O'Shea's pancake breakfast after the Vestathon last year, Brian. And I was down there on the south side in a Catholic church, basement of a Catholic school. So David's walking in.
Did the statues turn around, Dave?
What's that?
Did the statues turn around?
Let's not get that. let's not get that crazy. They started to, but I left before they could get fully turned around. So Dave's walking in the middle of the room. I'm serving pancakes, and he's going up to cops and firefighters taking pictures. And I'm like, I go to the lady next to me, was a state rep at the time. I said, watch this. So I go up to Dave, and I whisper in his ear, I go, eight more, and we could have a minion. Because we were the only two Jews within a 4-mile radius. And he cracked up. It's a Jewish joke, right? You need 10 Jews to have a minyan, to have a prayer recital. And Dave and I were the only two Jews there. And he was cracking up, and he's never forgotten that. So,
Well, there's the occasional goyim who gets the joke, so yeah, nicely played.
I'm glad. He's a great guy. He's very, very giving of his time. He lives up north in Lincoln Park, I think by Wrigley. He's over by Wrigley somewhere over there. And he's very generous of his time. He's such a good guy, and he supports the first responders. It comes out to everything. And I appreciate you calling in and giving us a recognition, buddy.
No, I want to thank you very much for that. Be well and keep up the truth-telling out there. It's this is an awkward time within the industry, but I think if people know what they're getting into and what they're seeing, there's no better broadcaster on that than you, Dave. Well, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
And Brian used to be the chief spokes media guy for Chicago Association of Realtors, okay, for years before he transitioned into his current position. How important, Brian, is the shopping district, the Michigan Avenue shopping district, not only for Chicago, but for the entire state of Illinois? Am I off at all with $1 billion worth of tax revenue generated by the Mag Mile?
You're dead on, and what it really impacts, and the numbers that I look at for my clients, is where is tourism not only this year going, but the next 3 or 4 years with conventions. We've got to be mindful that for Chicago to bring conventions to Chicago, and those are all very big labor jobs. A lot of the major trade shows have gone to other cities. And that's unfortunate because it leaves empty hotel rooms and downtown not where it needs to be. And for the Mag Mile, it's that much more critical because you really, the Mag Mile has long thrived on that. They're working really hard to reposition it, but this is going to take some time. And I think the number one way to deal with it is to deal with the issues that are right in front of us right now. Amen. And I think you've captured a lot of them.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that because you're a guy that dances on that dance floor and plays on that field and battles on that field every single day. And I appreciate the backup, you know, coming from somebody with your experience and knowledge and expertise. So I appreciate you calling in and thanking us for taking care of all of our first responders. At this time, it was the firefighters down in Peoria. A couple of weeks back, I was at a hotel by Yorktown for the Illinois Chiefs of Police convention. You know, we set up a booth there, so we support our first responders. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice, Mr. Bernardoni. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. We got John and Manuka pipe fitting on a 1910 home. Maybe we should have your dad call in to take that one. 312-981 Amy Farrell.
You got it.
312, there you go, Benny. We're gonna be unwrapping and enjoying our JP Graziano sandwiches. We got Jimmy calling in to tell us what sandwich, and that's how you say sandwich too, so stop with the pronunciation. Sandwich. It's sandwiches. Sub sandwich, 901 West Randolph in Chicago. Have you been?
It looks good.
You've got to go.
Yeah.
It is like walking into a 1930s Italian deli. Your dad needs to get off his couch and put the remote control down and get in there and have a sandwich. It'll be like transporting him back to the old country. It's unbelievable. 80-some years. We'll talk to Jimmy after the break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. 312-981-7200. I'd like to welcome our good friend and best sub sandwich maker in the city, if not the state, if not the country, if not the planet, Jimmy from JP Graziano. How are you, Jimmy?
Doing fantastic. David, how are you doing, bud?
What is this masterpiece that everybody just basically wolfed down in 6 minutes? What are we enjoying today? This is amazing.
I'm so happy to hear you guys enjoy it. That's our porchetta sandwich.
Porchetta.
So I wanted to send you guys something a little different this week. It's on a regular menu, everyday item for us, but, you know, in the scream of things, a newer sandwich. So porchetta is a pork roast.
Oh, wow.
And that one is seasoned with rosemary, garlic, sea salt, a little bit of smoke on there. It's fully cooked. They prepare it a little bit different for delis. You know, in Italy, porchetta is like a monster pork belly that they chop off big chunks of. This is made by a local company, Tempesta Market. They have a great spot over at Grand and Noble that you could check out, sandwich shop. They sell all their beautiful salumi there. real old-time friends of ours. And my favorite thing about this sandwich is the simplicity of it, right? We use the ciabatta bread that we get from Publican Quality Bakery, the porchetta from Tempesta. The sauce on there is a lemon caper aioli we make at the store, and then just some fresh arugula. So it's just beautiful products. You highlight them a little bit with a couple things, and then you step back and you let them do their thing. So, and it's a monster sandwich.
Monster sandwich. So Amy Farrell, she is a of Italian descent, 50%. So only the good part is Italian, Jimmy, if you know what I mean. And you've ordered from J.P. Graziano in the past.
The beef kit.
The beef kit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's fabulous. You why gotta
is
it, try
why
it.
Why is it fabulous? What comes in it?
It's got everything that you need to make beef sandwiches at home. So if you do like, it's great for football. It is great for football. You just put it in your slow cooker. You get the beef, and then you get their beef kit, and it adds the spices and the jardiniere and all that stuff. And then you just slow cook it, and your beef sandwiches are ready, and they're fantastic.
There you go, Jimmy. From a homegrown, 50% homegrown, the good part.
Yeah, the good
your father's
part.
Italian.
It's good enough
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, it's good enough for you. Exactly. So we have a sandwich here, Josh. I'm gonna split this cannoli in half because I can't eat this one.
No not problem.
Hold on. So I was talking about you. Your cannolis on Lisa Dent show, and I was talking about the cherry at the end, and I could not remember the name of the cherry. So what's the name of the cherry? I'm trying to chew and to host a radio show. Now
I've never seen that before.
I'll take over for you. You enjoy the cannoli. I'll take over for you. So that's an Armorena-style cherry. The company is Fabri that makes it out of Italy. Those are wild cherries from Bologna, candied in a syrup. And, you know, when we did our cannoli, I'm not sure if I had mentioned this before, it just, you know, set us apart, a little something different instead of doing the nuts and worried about nut allergies and stuff like that. And we also sell retail jars in the shop of them. The juice is fantastic. A lot of people grab it for cocktails, very popular, like old fashions nowadays. but you can take those at home and, you know, drizzle it over some vanilla ice cream or some nice gelato, a little pound cake, any kind of dessert. Topping you want to use it for, and it's got, you know, it's sweet but not overly sweet. It's got nice texture to it, and they are, you got my mouth watering over here.
I know.
They are fantastic.
I'll tell you what, Corey took a bite, and so did Josh, and I think he had some type of physical event happening in front of me here. It was kind of awkward, Corey, on the radio. We got it captured. We got cameras in front of him. I've never seen a man have that type of reaction like he typically has when something else happens, right? Like when he scores the winning basketball, you know, when he shoots the winning three-pointer in the championship, if you know what I mean, Jimmy. That's the relaxing face he had on, like, I made it. Every guy knows what I'm talking about without talking about it. But I'll tell you what, 901 West Randolph, that's Randolph and Peoria?
Yep, right on the corner there, southwest corner.
I can't believe you've never been there, Josh.
I know.
You're a Chicago guy.
It's terrific.
What do you think of the cannoli?
Fantastic. I thought that cherry, I was like, old-fashioned.
Mm-hmm. Old-fashioned.
Yeah, put it right in my old-fashioned.
That's right. And you sell those cherries just by themselves?
Yes, they come in beautiful little retail jars during the holidays. We get they make strawberries like that as well that nice. Are very, wow. very good. They're just a lot harder to come by. And available for retail sale. A lot of people will pick those up. We've been selling quite a bit of them for Father's Day, you know, this weekend. For dads that like to enjoy life for a nice cocktail, those go really well. We got the Taste of Randolph going outside today and tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Right on the corner there, so it's a packed house. We have another company called Flowers for Dreams over on Hubbard. They pulled up their flower truck. They're parked in front of the store now. They'll be there for a couple hours. We're selling a little small flower bouquets for dad with a grill set that comes with a mild jardinera seasoning, a spatula for the grill.
Nice.
So, you know, we're having a good weekend, enjoying the beautiful weather in the best city in the world, and enjoy some nice sandwiches and cannoli. I don't know what else you need.
As long as it doesn't rain, we're good. Everybody's here is going to take a nap, and I'm going to have to run the ship here for the next 45 seconds because everybody in the control room is, like, nodding off. I think it's got to do with the show being so exciting. But other people think it's this pork belly that's knocking them out. So one more time, you go into J.P. Graziano, order a sub sandwich in person or online. You get a complimentary cannoli that we just boasted about. And Kevin Powell, I'm leaving one for Kevin, Jimmy, because I talked about it when I was on with Lisa on Thursday in the refrigerator. So all you scavengers here at WGN, I know you'd eat the box that this thing came in. Leave it alone for Kevin because he's going to be eating it during Lisa's show on Monday and talking about it, Jimmy. How's that?
Sounds good. Kevin's my guy. We've done some stuff in the past. I know he enjoys the shop and the sandwiches, so happy to have you include him in on that. I appreciate it.
Of course. 708 wants to know the name of the restaurant and the location that we're talking about. So I'll leave that up to you before we hit the break, Jimmy.
You got it. It's a J.P. Graziano Grocery Company. We're located on the corner of Randolph and Peoria. That's 901 West Randolph. We're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 11 to 4 p.m. You can walk in and order sandwiches. We do catering for groups from 5 to 500. And we also sell our jardinera online at tasterealchicago.com, and we ship all over the country.
With the beef kits, too, at Taste Real Chicago, right?
Absolutely.
All right. All right, Jimmy, you have a great Father's Day, buddy. Thanks for these delicious sandwiches. Say WGN when you order a sandwich online or in person and get one of these amazing, amazing cannolis. Jimmy, have a happy holidays, brother.
You as well. Appreciate the time as always. You guys enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, buddy. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. I've got a burp. I'm trying to get to the break before I burp. 312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We all just had a can of Red Bull to get us going again. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. David, minion or not, you are welcome in my Catholic church any day. You see? See, all the different religions are reaching out. That's nice. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all the contact information and download podcasts of this show. Corey Hotels, not only are you big in retirement communities, the fine people at Sunrise just sent Blue Sky a huge check for all the promotional advertising that you got during the 10-minute segment at the beginning of the show. But you are big with hotels.
We
dive
are.
Deeper into that. How do you help hotels?
Well, hotels is like a specialty business line of ours, the hospitality. You know, hoteliers, they have a special set of needs. And property damage events happen in hotels all the time. We were talking about the wedding dress. That happens in hotels. That's where the brides are getting ready and they hang it up on accident. But something exciting that we've been involved with is Blue Sky has just joined the Illinois Hotel and Lodging Association, IHLA, and that has been super eye-opening. Hospitality is the number one industry in the world. And what I've been learning is hospitality in Chicago is still absolutely booming.
Yep.
Our hotels are so full. Our hotels are full. NASCAR race is coming up. You know, they're behind trying to get some tourist things going on in Chicago. But I'm telling you, Chicago may have some challenges and struggles. We know that. But there's also so many great things about our city. One of those things is we've got some of the best hotels in the world right here in Chicago. We're sitting in WGN Tower, surrounded. Like, St. Regis is right behind us. We've got Aquil right next door. I mean, we've got the most...
Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hotels in our city are phenomenal, and they are full. Our city is still booming, and we still have things going on. And shout out to the wonderful hotel groups. Shout out to IHLA. We love being a member. We love being involved. And, we love servicing hotels.
Phone
We're here
number?
To help you. 800-956-8844. GoBlueSky.com.
You wanted to clean something up because Frank was listening, and he texted
in
something.
Yeah, he's laying down the law.
He's laying down the law. Amy, make sure you say this.
He wanted to let everybody know through me That our standard price on stair lifts is typically lower than other standard prices from other companies. So if you come to us first, we're probably going to give you the best price you're going to see, even if you go to two other companies after us.
Or come to you first and then go price it out someplace else and come back.
Yeah, and then see. Yeah, check it out. There's no harm in getting a few bids.
Josh, we see that all the time. Well, this lender quoted me 6.5% when the rate's at 7.25%. I'm like, all right, you want to pay an extra $10,000 in discount points to get down to 6.5%? I could do that. I could.
Sure.
I could juggle numbers around on a piece of paper. You want to get drilled and pay $10,000 more for a rate to save $27?
Right. But you're going to refinance in a year anyway.
It doesn't make sense to me. Right. I don't understand why you're doing that.
Yeah, but you can't refinance a stair lift.
That's
once
the
you
point.
Buy it, your money's gone.
Yep.
Goodbye.
That's absolutely right.
If you need a stair lift, like Brian said, right? He represents the firefighter, Brian Bernardoni. He was Chicago Association of Realtors legislative director for more than a decade. Okay, he knows this stuff. He left there. He went to work. He's the president of the fire district over by, and he does some lobbying stuff now. But he is the president of the fire district. 5,000 calls. That is a aging community. That is an experienced community over by Midway. Okay, those are 1950 bungalow houses.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and if they've got a second story, most of those second stories, they pop the top or pop the back out because they didn't come with second stories back post-war.
Yep.
Okay? And you could drop an elephant out of an airplane landing at Midway, and the house will be fine. I mean, these houses are built solid.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? That's the bungalows of Chicago. You think that's what you think about. These houses are brick. I can't
They're
say
brick houses.
They're brick houses, right? Yeah. But when you're trying to put in a lift to go up or down, you have to be very careful. Because not one size fits all, especially inside a Chicago bungalow that was built in the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s. It's a completely different type of story, right?
And he said half the calls are...
Half the calls?
Unbelievable.
5,000 calls, that's according to Brian Bernardoni.
Are from broken stair lift.
Are from broken, or somebody's lifts. Fallen and got to get help. Okay? So, public shout out there to everybody on Cicero and Pulaski between 50th and 60th Street. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I mean, call up Access.
Call us.
Let them check it out. If you're thinking about putting something, you might not even be living there. It could be your parents living there and your mom and dad stubborn as a bull. I'm not putting one of those things in my house. I could get up and down the stairs, right. And then you can't.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay? And then you're calling your son and daughter to come out at 2 in the morning, and then they're going to call the fire department. Now you're 5,001.
Right.
Okay. I mean, that's what happens.
It is what happens. It totally is what happens. So, we're happy to come out and talk to you and answer your questions and make sure that you can make an educated decision and get a good price.
God bless the men and women of the Chicago Fire Department and all the fire departments. When that bell goes off, you know, Corey, that bell goes off 1 in the morning, 6 in the morning, 3 in the morning, doesn't matter. Midnight, boom, drop everything they're doing. Run to their trucks, put their bunkers on, their pants and their boots, and they get in the truck and they go. They don't question is it a house fire, is it a factory fire. They get the call, they get an address, and they go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did you pay your taxes? Not pay your taxes? You're blue collar, white collar? You're on aid? They don't care. They're going.
Yeah.
And they're there to help you. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Business lines of credit. We started talking about it, and then Mary calls in and tries to get me to buy her son's mother-in-law's condo for $20,000 over the list price. What the heck happened there? That's a best of, Benny. Mark that, because that's going in the Homes Over Chicago Wall of Fame. I don't know where did that come from?
Well, we gave you a line, so right. I mean,
I offered $126,000. But I had a guy call me, listener of the show. You helped with the stair lift. Lives in Park Ridge. Son owns a company. They've owned the company for 25 years. They transitioned it to the son, who's been working there for 20 some years. They got this huge order. They need capital. They don't have capital.
Yeah. Immediately.
Immediately. Otherwise... They needed $30,000 for materials to do the job that they got.
Yep.
That they've been working on for a long time. They secured. They needed $30,000 of capital to be able to go buy materials to create the product that they got the order for. They didn't have the money.
Yeah.
Hooked them up with your banker, Prav. Mm-hmm. Pravit. Goes by Prav. And they're in the process of getting, they didn't even know about the line of credit, even though I've talked about it ad nauseum.
Yeah.
Can you explain it in 2 minutes, and then we'll come back on the other side?
Yeah, line of credit is similar to home equity. You know, basically, we give you an open line, like a credit card as well, that attaches to your checking account. And anytime you need it, you're able to draw from it. You know, we place a lien on all business assets. And what's different than a lot of banks out there is that you don't need a significant amount of assets to be able to get to cover this. Anything under $500,000, you know, as long as we're in first position, you know, you would qualify. Now, obviously, the amount of that you will qualify for depends on the amount of cash flow you have from the business that could support the request. But at the end of the day, we're still lending. We're still lending to businesses, and there's a lot of banks out there that are not.
And if you're a business, just like a homeowner, Mary in Dyer, Indiana, trying to get me to buy houses that I don't want to buy, she's living in a $500,000 home with a $220,000 mortgage thereabouts, and she does not have a line of credit against her home.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely bananas.
Yeah. Your roof caves in, you need money immediately, and your money's locked up in CDs or not fully accessible at those amounts, you're able to just tap into that. And that's the same thing with the business side, is that an order pops up, you're able to tap into it. You're not getting charged, you're not getting charged for not using it, and it's just sitting there. And I mean, it's that simple.
And her friend who wants to move out of Illinois into Indiana, who does not have a line of credit, that she wants me to buy her house, she could have qualified for a $40,000 to $60,000 line of credit, which would have enabled her to put more money down for a down payment. Made her a stronger buyer and might have enabled her to qualify to buy that house in Dyer while not selling the house here. Don't know. I haven't run her credit. She didn't come to me for a mortgage, which was foolish. I would have recommended that. But that's another story for another day. All right. We're going to come back with everybody. Open it up for roundtable. We got a ton of the kids stole my phone so they could listen to their daddy, Corey Ambrose, on the radio.
There we go.
You're raising a bunch of thieves. That's what's going on. 312-981-7200. Jennifer's got to get control of that house. This is ridiculous. 312-981-720. Jennifer's your wife.
Yep.
Do you want to make that clear? Everybody's like, who's Jennifer? 312-981-7200. MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. We got a half hour left. Phone lines are open. Text lines open. Bring it on. 312-981-7200. MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. One of our longtime listeners, Corey, sent me a personal text on my personal cell phone. Just tells you what type of relationship we have. A client of mine as well. All right. I don't have the number of the show. Please tell the hotel guy, that hotels have formals or semi-formal events should put up a hook for women to hang their long dresses on formals or wedding dresses. When I stay at the Hyatt Regency downtown, which is right across the street, since they remodeled their closets, the closet racks are low and my formal gowns drag on the rug. It would probably cost $30 to put one high hook so people can hang dresses on it. So during your meetings now, Mr. Mm-hmm. Hotel Ambassador Noted. Guy, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
From Dr. Watson here.
That is a great input. Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Cheryl, for that. That's a great point. Because I could tell you, I like wearing, when I wear dresses and my ball gowns, they're long. I like the train.
And beautiful.
That goes without saying. But I like the long train on the dress, that is. Okay? And it hangs down low. And it's heavy. Right? Because I like to feel the drag. I like to feel that on my shoulders. It's just the way, just on special occasions. And it would be nice to have a hook up high to handle that.
Okay.
All right. So let's get on that. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Pam in Naperville, what's going on?
Hi. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. My question is, my dad listens to your show all the time, and I have a question. Me and my boyfriend are trying to purchase something roundabout in Naperville, condo, townhome, and looking for program assistance. The ones we've come across says that you have to have so much, say if you're looking for $200,000, you know, to buy, you have to have so much of a percentage of that in a savings. And we're like, well, if we're trying to purchase something, if we had that money, we wouldn't need the down payment assistance.
Gotcha. How much of a home are you looking to purchase? 200, you said?
I don't know. Maybe 150 to 200, give or take.
What's your combined income?
If I'm on Social Security disability. I'm disabled and my boyfriend works. I'm going to say maybe 75, 80,000.
Okay. There are programs, you guys at BMO, I mentioned it on the air and this show and other shows, have got down payment assistance programs in areas that need housing. They're called Community Reinvestment Act, CRA money. Okay. So if you're in certain areas that are underserved, Naperville is not one of them, unfortunately for you, but in a lot of black and brown neighborhoods, which we're doing training in and credit empowerment seminars, a lot of those brown fields right now are qualified for your down payment assistance for down payment and closing costs. For someone like you, Pam, Ida, Illinois Housing Development Authority has funds available. Okay, go to ida.gov, IHDA.gov, and I just learned IHDA.gov. Okay, that's Illinois Housing Development Authority.
Okay,
and I just learned yesterday that our company's coming out with a 100% financing down to 640 credit score that I didn't know about until yesterday morning at 9 o'clock from another loan officer that services our Maryland for us, and she's out there putting it on the airwaves. So I'll have more information on that to share with you and the other listeners later. But the zero down, the CRA money, Community Reinvestment Act money, that BMO has is for underserved areas that they're trying to revitalize the real estate market. Okay, and again, unless you plan on moving to one of those areas, Naperville doesn't qualify. But what does your father do for a living?
He's retired.
All right.
He listens to you all the time. He loves WGN.
Well, he's a smart man. Does he own his house?
Yes, he does.
Outright? Does he own it free and clear?
I think so. I'm not for sure. I think so. They just moved in like maybe almost about 2 years ago in May,
All right. You might want to find out what their mortgage payment is, what they own, what's it worth, because you could pop a HELOC out. He could pop a HELOC out on his home if he loves you. I'm just saying, if he doesn't love you, he won't do it. It's a home equity line of credit if he really loves you. He loves you enough to tell you to listen to the show or call into the show. Maybe he could take out a HELOC, give you a gift for the down payment. You could get in with as little as 3% down. Yeah, you don't need 20% down. So are either you or your boyfriend, is it a boyfriend, fiance, what was it?
His name is Greg.
Greg. Are either you or Greg veterans?
No.
Okay, so the VA loan's out. You're not buying in a rural area, so you can't do USDA rural loan. So your next best option is hitting up the old man for a gift for a down payment of 3% or coming in with 3% of your own funds to buy a home.
Okay.
Cool. If your husband's working, look at the 401k. Maybe you can borrow off of that as well.
That's another.
I think he kind of, the other gentleman we had, he closed it out and paid off a bunch of bills.
Okay.
And he didn't, he said it would be good to do, but now we got the bills again.
Then you got to stop spending money. Right. So that's a whole other story for another day. But those are the different options you have. And hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice, Pam. And thanks for calling. And thank her dad for referring her to the show. We're going to take a quick break so we can have a longer stretch towards the end of the show. You're jonesing on the cannolis.
I love them.
I've never seen a
They're
face
some of
like
the
that.
Best. You're They're like, some of the best.
Yeah, they were really good.
I'm not kidding.
Not too sweet, but...
They're fabulous.
Cherries finished it off.
I saved a couple for Kevin Powell, and you've got the look in your eyes like
they're coming home with me.
Like you might.
Sorry, Kevin.
You might bite a finger off to get to it.
We'll send him a picture.
I already did.
Well, then he's good.
Have you heard? Look at her. She's like incensed.
They're fabulous.
Yeah, they were good.
312-981-7200 MegaPros call, text, and phone line. We're going to come back with the remaining 15 minutes of the show after these messages. Home Sweet Home Chicago, coming back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Can you take a picture, Joe, and send it to us?
You want me to do what?
I could when I get home.
Where are you at now, Joe?
Yeah, where are you at now, Joe?
I'm in a friend's house about 10 miles away.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you at your friend's house?
Yeah, what are you doing at your friend's house, Joe?
Nothing you need to worry about.
I'd rather not talk about it on the radio.
I had a feeling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I tell you what, it's one of the best shows we've had in about a week. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. What do you want to leave us with, Amy? You did a great job filling in for Frank.
Thank you.
He had a something come up that he had to address, but you're going to be at the Mobility Event Expo?
The Abilities Expo in Schaumburg. Okay, this coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 23rd through the 25th.
Free?
It's free. Abilities.com/Chicago.
There you go.
That's all the information. And it's completely accessible. So come see us. Come visit us.
Are you bringing the mini horses?
Yeah, they're in my trunk now.
Your trunk right now?
Yes.
Okay, but you and the entire team will be there.
We will all be there. All and right. We want to meet everybody. We want to meet you guys.
And a texter just texted in correcting me. It's ihda.org, not gov. So I stand corrected. I apologize for that mistake. It was the only mistake I've made this entire show, if not year on the show, because I typically don't make mistakes, just never. To let you know that. Corey, you want to leave us with... got a lot of good gown tips. I did not think of putting the gown hook up high. Makes a lot of sense, though.
It does.
I don't know why more hotels don't have a little nook, especially when they do a lot of events. You know, the Hyatt hosts a lot of events.
Yeah.
A lot of, and I don't understand why they want to set something up just to have that, because you know people are going to still hang it on the sprinkler head. You know that, because... Mm-hmm. That's why animals eat their young, right? They just do silly things like that, which keeps you in business and keeps her Amy's father's old company in business, which is great. But what nugget of knowledge would you like to leave us this week?
Well, David, Blue Sky always appreciates being on the air with you. What I'd like to leave for our WGN listeners is just remember who we are. Blue Sky Restoration. We fix broken buildings, and the best part is we do it from start to finish. And any aspect of the loss, if there's contents involved, there's structural repairs involved, if there's complicated permitting involved, it doesn't matter. We can help you. Call us in the event of emergency, and we'll take you from the date of emergency to the cheering day of you're back in the house or building and everything's perfectly restored.
Say hi to your kids. They're listening. They stole your wife's phone.
Yeah, we're looking at the screen up here. My wife texted a picture of my little sweet kids, and they are streaming the show, watching their dad, watching Uncle David. Hello, Tyler. Hello, Taylor.
Uncle David.
Look at that. That's what we call you in our house.
All right, there you go. Uncle David's birthday is Christmas. So the past couple of years, you've been a little light for Uncle David. Let's get on it. Let's mark that down on the calendar.
Thinking ahead.
Yeah. Hanukkah, Christmas, Uncle David's birthday. Phone number again?
We are always open to take your call, 800-956-8844. Or gobluesky.com.
Josh, you want to give us a nugget of knowledge before we pick up Lynn and give her advice on selling a home after a divorce?
Yeah, that's going to be fun. But absolutely. You know, we're here to help. BMO, strong, stable bank, from home equities to business lines of credit to investment management, trust management. Love to help you. Give me a call for anything. 847-756-5512 or joshua.herman@bmo.com.
Special shout out to Ashley Bynum, who is our executive producer. She's left our show years ago to go be bigger shot here at the radio. It's her birthday. Thursday, but for some reason it seems to be like a birthday. It's like she's
a birthday
six,
week.
Right? She's like 6 years old.
My wife does the same thing. It's a month.
Facebook. We're out to dinner. We're over here. She was at La Scarola yesterday. Can't wait to see where she's going tonight. Where she's going on Sunday. Yeah. So happy 26th birthday, Ashley. We all have a lot to be thankful for with you having you on our show, Lynn. Sorry that you're going through a divorce, Lynn. How can we help?
I'm not going through a divorce. My daughter is the major breadwinner in her family.
Okay.
Her husband had a business. It didn't go well, so we finally got a job.
Okay.
but she's looking to leave him. So she makes a good buck. They have three kids. And what should she start preparing to do now? Because she hasn't started any proceedings yet.
Okay.
But should she, is there a plan she should start making? And I've refinanced my home through twice already.
Oh, thank you.
Years ago. So, you know, I listen quite often just because of the good advice you guys give.
Well, thank you. Is she local or is she out of state?
She's local.
Okay. And does her husband listen to the show that could recognize your voice that he's going to be divorced in a couple of months or no?
I doubt it.
Call the radio.
Yeah. Step one, we got to change your voice in post-production. Step two, what she should do in all seriousness is make sure that the credit card bills are paid on time. Make sure that all the bills, even not in her name, are paid on time.
Yeah.
She should consult with a divorce attorney to have consultations ahead of time to make sure she's doing everything she needs to do prior to filing a divorce so that she's covered. Okay. If she wants to keep the house, there are ways to keep the house. I'm sure if she has the house, I'm guessing the rates in the twos and the threes because 25 million Americans refinanced or bought homes during COVID, March of 2020 through the beginning of 2022. So if she's one of those home buyers, homeowners, she's probably going to look at trying to keep the house and pay him off with some other assets available so she could keep the rate, assuming that he signs off with allowing her to keep the home, right? So you've got a lot of moving pieces going on here, Lynn.
Yeah, I know.
Open a separate savings account as well.
Yeah, open a separate savings account. You're going to have to disclose it, but just make sure the bills are paid on time, right? Make sure she pulls a copy of her credit report and she knows where all the debt is, okay? Because sometimes in those type of relationships, one spouse opens up a credit card without the other spouse knowing and the other spouse on it, and then here we go with a couple of torpedoes in the bow, and it's a mess. I'm dealing with one right now, okay? So I'll be more than happy to talk with you, Lynn, off air, to help you and help your daughter get squared up, okay? And I could refer you to a couple of divorce attorneys that we work with and that we know who are phenomenal.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, big hug. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product, and thanks for the business, and thanks for listening, and thanks for calling into the show. And those shows that you said you tune in occasionally, you could always go to WGNDavid.com to download podcasts and previous shows that you just happen to have a chance to listen to. Everything's there.
All right. Thanks.
Hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. There you go. We're always helping out. You ready, Benny? Okay, Ben, you ready? Hold on. Ben's chewing. Are we good? Okay, we're good.
We're all still right. Eating here.
So, it's delicious.
Yeah, big sandwiches.
So earlier this week, actually last week, a loan officer on my team, Jose Rodriguez, lost his mother, Gladys Rodriguez. She was 85 years young. Emigrated from Cuba to the United States in the late 1950s, raised three children, grandmother of nine, great-grandmother of three, and Jose and the Rodriguez family lost their mother. So as part of our family, out to his family and his loved ones, as we say in the Jewish religion, may her memory be a blessing, Josh. And my mother said on her death to me, remember the good times. So this is a song from Celine Dion we're going to end the show with in honor of the memory of Gladys Rodriguez, who passed away earlier this week.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Amy Ferrero from Access, Corey Ambrose from Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, and Josh Herman, BMO Harris Bank. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.